You are listening to Real World News.
Argentina interviewed Emilio Espadaro of the organization Guardianes de Libera. The organization Guardianes de Libera exposes several land-grabbing projects in Corrientes Province, Argentina, and their flip side, citizen resistance and the control of the territory by rural, indigenous, and peasant communities. The wetlands in Esteros de Libera of the Guarani Aquifer between rivers Paraná and Uruguay in Corrientes Province have sparked the interest of foreign investors because of their strategic importance for monoculture plantations, land-grabbing, and extractive projects. Emilio Espadaro, an activist of Guardianes de Libera, said the presence of water in Corrientes province makes it a strategic place for big corporations. This sparks the interest of foreign investors to have a territorial position with an extractive stand. Multimillionaires George Soros and Douglas Tompkins are some of the people interested in land-grabbing projects in the area, Espadaro told Friends of the Earth Argentina Comuniqueros in an interview for Real World Radio. For the past 10 years, the mineral resources have been exploited and the area has been pillaged by transnational corporations, taking over large extensions of land in the province, he said. Soros owns 105,000 hectares of land destined to cattle growing, dairy production, and the harvest of soya, corn, wheat, rice, and corn flour. There are also forestry monocultures owned by the Harvard University Investment Fund in the U.S. Tompkins, a businessman who owns a sportswear company, has taken part in forestry investments and he now defends the strict conservation of the place under his property. Espadaro said the alternative is citizens' resistance and awareness raising based on the compilation of information as well as a mapping of corporations and businessmen in the territory.
You are listening to Real World News.